His name was Naftali Herz Imber.
He was a very colorful personality, the archetype of the poet, never had a job, never could maintain a job, drunk all the time, living at the expense of others.
Imber was born in Galicia, modern-day Ukraine, in 1856. At 25, he set out for Palestine, and in his pocket he carried a notebook full of his half-finished Hebrew poems. One of them was called Tikvateinu, Our Hope.
Naftali Herz Imber used to recite Tikvateinu in front of all the farmers here in Palestine.
As you can imagine, the backbreaking work of land clearing and city building didn't put a poet's skills in high demand. Doctors, farmers, engineers, sure. Eccentric poets who wanted to discuss mysticism, not so much. So Imber bounced between communities in Haifa, Yesod HaMala, Rosh Pina, Mishmar HaYarden, and Petach Tikva. At night, he would perform his poetry for the locals, and during the day, while they worked the fields, he would raid their wine cellars. In 1886, Tikvateinu was included in Imber's first book of Hebrew poetry, Barakai, or Morning Star. Now, Tikvateinu is not HaTikva. It's 9 stanzas long and has no music. But it was popular. One of its early fans was Samuel Cohen, a winemaker from Romania who started humming a few of the verses to a Romanian folk song, Carul cu boi, or Cart with Oxen. The song has no connection to Imber's Tikvateinu. He just felt that they fit well together.
And he sings that for his friends. And somehow people like it. And from the point of view of communications and technology in Ottoman Palestine, it still surprised me how fast this song becomes disseminated.
The folk tune, now shortened and recognizable as a tikva, became a grassroots hit. It captured Zionist imagination and rang true to Jews around the world. But it only really broke out in August 1903 in Basel, Switzerland. The 6th Zionist Congress was a buzz. Representatives were at each other's throats over the Uganda proposal, the idea of creating a temporary Jewish state in East Africa. On one side, those who felt that settling anywhere outside the land of Israel, even temporarily, was an abandonment of Zionist goals, a betrayal of Jewish history. On the other, the pragmatists. To them, a Jewish country anywhere in the world would save Jewish lives from looming pogroms. The debate quickly got out of hand, as the representatives felt the weight of a 2,000-year-long history on their shoulders. The Russian delegation actually walked out, but to no avail. The Uganda proposal passed, 295 in favor to 178 against. Those committed to the physical land of Israel had failed to sway the minds of the assembly. So in a last anguished stand, they rose to sway their hearts.
They got up and they sing a tikva.
This move wasn't joyful or triumphant. It was a reprimand. They sang HaTikva to remind their peers of one of its lines. Ayin Litzion Tzofia. The eye looks towards Zion. And by doing so, a Hebrew poem penned by a misfit and stuck to a random Romanian tune became the unlikely political anthem of a country that didn't yet exist. Pretty quickly, HaTikva transformed from a Zionist anthem into a global Jewish one. Synagogues printed it in collections of piyutim and read it during services. Publishing houses included it in Passover Haggadot, right along with the local national anthem.